Hi and welcome to Swiss Code's Daily Market Talk. It's Friday, 24th of July. Nearly $800 billion were wiped out of the market yesterday as evaporating free cash flow at Alphabet and Tesla reminded investors that financing this AI race is becoming increasingly expensive for the big technology companies as borrowing costs rise in parallel. Meanwhile, escalating Middle East tensions are pushing oil prices above key levels, fueling inflation expectations around the globe, lifting the bond yields and strengthening the US dollar. And together, these forces are creating what I now call the spender's dilemma. Invest heavily or risk falling behind until you hit the wall. So I will explain in detail how and why the big technology companies are now stuck in this spender's dilemma and how the latter echoes across the global financial markets and more. But before I do, and as always, please keep in mind that opinions are my own and this is not financial advice.
This show is brought to you by SwissQuote.
So the S&P 500 had its worst day yet in July as the first sight of the earnings announcements from the big technology companies, two hyperscalers, Alphabet and Tesla, didn't go down the market's throat smoothly this week. The earnings was not the problem per se, the spending and the evaporating free cash flow were. Both Alphabet and Tesla stood by their capital investment plans. Alphabet actually increased its own CapEx outlook by $15 billion up to $205 billion just for this year alone. Meanwhile, the free cash flow at both Alphabet and Tesla turned negative in the second quarter of this year. Now, for the latter, for Tesla, it is not a big deal. It is used to these free cash flow variations. But for the former, for Alphabet, it is a big deal because it actually means that broader big tech that used to be capital light and cash heavy is now turning capital heavy and cash light, increasingly relying on stock and bond issuances to finance the additional AI spending. And that comes at a time when interest rate expectations are rising. The short end of the US yield curve is being pushed higher by the mounting inflation expectations and rising hawkish Fed expectations due to the Middle East war and rising energy prices. And the long end of the US yield curve, which is a more important benchmark for big technology's longer maturity financing plans, is pushing higher on the expectation of structurally higher inflation in the coming years. The rising US government debt, but also due to this competition from the big technology bond sales. The latter has inundated the market with big bond sales over the past year, and you know what happens when supply explodes, right? The prices fall. And in the case of bonds, the lower bond prices mean higher bond yields. So the US 30-year yield, for example, is about the 5% psychological mark since 14 straight days now and is testing the 5.20% level to the upside. That's near the peak level reached back in May in the first weeks of the Iranian war. The rising oil prices sure play an important role here, pushing this yield higher. But the AI spending outlook with big technology's cash flow levels turning negative is clearly not helping. As a result, the S&P 500 dropped 1.21% in the wake of Tesla and Alphabet earnings. Nasdaq 100 fell 1.87% on Thursday. The Magnificent 7 led losses with a 4.63% decline as Alphabet tanked nearly 7%, straight below its 200-day moving average. It closed the session more than 20% below its May peak, hinting that Alphabet is now at the doorstep of the bear market, while Tesla nosedived 14.5% in a single session. The company lost more than a third of its value since last December peak level, and the bears have room to do some more catch up here as Tesla's P/E ratio stands near 320 level today, showing that the pricing is more driven by hype around Elon Musk's futuristic dreams than the company's own fundamentals. And as I keep repeating, Tesla and SpaceX are not traditional investments. If you go that direction, you are financing the craziest dreams of an out of control man. It could pay off, yes it could, but it could not pay off as well. But anyway, coming back to the broader market, the sight of negative cash flow from two big AI spenders rattled the major US indices yesterday. But the semiconductors had a positive session, with VanEck's semiconductor ETF posting a 1.15% gain yesterday. Then Intel announced strong results and a strong guidance yesterday after the bell, and the stock price rallied up to 13% in the after-hours trading, yet gains there were rapidly given back, and the Korean Kospi Index, which has become the bellwether of the heated chip trade, is posting a more than 5% decline this morning at the time I'm talking here, meaning that some investors now look beyond the AI spending plans into how these companies will actually finance the spending and whether they will be in a position to walk that talk. Next week, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, and Apple will go into the earnings confessional, or I would call it rather the spending confessional. Investors will be far less interested in headline earnings than in how much these companies plan to spend and how much free cash flow they have left in their hands after quarters of pouring billions of US dollars into AI to stay in this AI race. The bigger the spending plans, the stronger the tailwind for chip makers and the broader AI ecosystem, from data center operators and server manufacturers to power suppliers and construction companies that are building the infrastructure behind the AI boom. Now, the good news is that, if you can call it good news, at this point in time, the game becomes clearer. None of the big technology names can actually afford to scale back investment plans because AI is an extraordinarily capital-intensive business. Before you can sell AI services, you first have to build the infrastructure. So that means you have to build the data centers, buy the chips, build the networking and power capacity around the system. And that infrastructure comes with an enormous price tag. But fall behind in building it and customers will migrate to competitors that didn't. As such, building AI infrastructure has now become a race against the clock. It is a classic prisoner's dilemma, or perhaps more fittingly for big tech today, the great spender's dilemma. Spend aggressively and risk upsetting investors with shrinking free cash flows, but spend too little and risk falling irreversibly behind in the AI race. In this game, the only viable option is keep spending, even if it is becoming the least bad option, and even if it does come with a heavy price tag for all of the players, and do that until you hit the wall, meaning until investors say enough. Now, on the macroeconomic front, the Middle East tensions continue to escalate, pushing oil prices higher. US crude spiked past the $96 per barrel level yesterday, while Brent crude soared past the $100 per barrel psychological level and is consolidating gains near that level this morning. The rising oil prices fueled inflation expectations around the globe and fueled the central bank hawks. In this context, the European Central Bank yesterday announced no change to its rate policy, but Chief Christine Lagarde left the door wide open for September rate hike if energy prices prove persistent enough to feed through the broader inflation in the euro area. As a reaction, the euro dollar actually fell below the 1.14 level after the announcement, as a euro area rate hike will further hammer the euro area's already murky growth prospects, limiting its upside potential, as I said earlier this week. Elsewhere, the Fed is also expected to maintain its interest rates unchanged next week, but the hawkish Fed expectations are mounting along with the rising energy prices, and the latter favors a further upside move in the US dollar against most majors until the dust in the Middle East settles. So this is all for this crazy week of trading. I'm İpek Özkardeşkaya, and thank you for joining me, and thank you for all your beautiful and supportive and interesting comments. I hope this episode of Market Talk has been helpful and it has been insightful to you. So please do not hesitate to leave your comments, your reactions, and your questions below as usual. Follow us on Instagram, on X, on LinkedIn, but also on WhatsApp, Threads, Telegram, and Blue Sky for regular market updates. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for daily market comments. And please, please don't forget to hit the like button on these videos to let us know that you enjoy them. So I will meet you again next week. And until then, good day trading and have a lovely weekend.
Trading and investing carry risks, including capital loss. CFDs and digital assets are volatile and not suitable for everyone. SwissQuote assumes no responsibility for accuracy or losses from its use. Products and services are offered only where legally permitted.